program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenus, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Hello, seekers, and welcome to church. I'm your bubbly little prayer partner, the Reverend Susie the Floozy, and tonight, through the generous courtesy of the great KRK Ryan, we are going to get treated to the Droplift Project. Droplifting is a term coined by Richard Holland of the Institute for Sonic Ponderance. You're going to be hearing some of his work here tonight in the mix. Droplifting is the opposite of shoplifting, which is how this amazing little project was disseminated. Let me paint you a picture and take you back to July 28th, 2000. All across the United States and in a few world centers, an elite cadre of very intent freaks is getting ready for a secret mission. They hit record stores all over the place. Concealed on their persons are copies of a CD, an insidious little thing, attractively packaged and labeled with very intriguing liner notes. This CD has everything except a barcode on it. These freaks furtively prowl the aisles, waiting until nobody is looking, and then slip them right in with the CDs on the racks, and then they go on, leaving these little monsters behind for later discovery and attempted purchase by curious customers. Oh, but when they take them up, these damn things won't scan without that barcode. They're off the inventory. The clerks are helpless, but they wind up selling them anyway, and that intrigued customer goes home with an amazing little thing. When they open it up, the liner notes tell them exactly what it is, that they have taken part in a very creative scheme to throw light on issues of copyright and fair use, things near and dear to my heart. Oh, and tonight, you're going to get to take part in the Droplift Project yourself. Are you ready, seekers? Get out the big red straps for this one. Enjoy.
Just like my father and mother.
What can I do for you, sir?
This fried rice stinks.
Oh, yeah? No problem.
You don't like my rice? You don't like my rice?
What's wrong with the food?
It is beautiful for me.
What's wrong with the food?
This fried rice stinks.
What's wrong with the food?
This fried rice stinks.
Come on, baby! Come on, baby! Come on,
If the music you hear sounds a little peculiar, it is because it is coming to you in a very, very narrow frequency range. This is the way recorded music sounded in the early days of the phonograph, around 1915 or 1920. This frequency range is the best that the equipment of that period could reproduce.
Angels are strong, stronger than you or I, or the strongest man on earth. But they are not as strong as God. God could be anything.
God give free will. What happens if you are judged not to have believed in Jesus, not to have believed in his teaching? What then happens to you? If you don't obey God's word, then you go to hell.
You know, it's...
Come on, sir. Come on down. Come on down the aisle, brother. Really.
He said if we choose to believe in him and his ways and his of all we have to...
Wait. Hold your point, please. Hold your point. But wait, please. No, because you're almost there. You almost see the ridiculousness of your position. God is a vicious SOB.
How stupid can
God is a vicious SOB.
How stupid can
God be? How stupid can
you
be? God is a vicious SOB.
How stupid can you be?
One of the most violent baby abusers. And now you understand why when you say, Ray, you know, God gave us free will. It's as though, sir, you walk into your neighbor's house and you pull the gun on the beautiful wife and you said, give me sex. And she says, no, I'm not going to have sex with you. That is ridiculous. Now, I'm giving you a choice. You either give me sex or I'm going to blow your damn brains out. And what are you going to do when you are arrested, sir? Are you going to stand before a court and say, no, Your Honor, I gave her a choice. I told her, you have a free choice here. You either choose to have sex with me, or I'm going to blow your brains out. I blew her brains out. Don't you see how foolish you sound?
But Ray.
Give me sex. Give me a blowjob. I blew her brains out. Give me sex. Give me a blowjob. I blew her brains out. Isn't the judge going to say, but you had a gun to her head? And so therefore, sir, no choice was rendered. No choice was rendered, right?
Now, hold on.
Listen, let me put you on hold so I can take care of some business.
I'll detect it, but you'll be brave, I hope.
I'm tremendous, 6'10".
I'm Mr. Gilly. You know, I take great pride in my goods. I've got a lot of good things. I even grow my own weed, the best you've ever seen.
On the Y Street, you'll find me yanking up weed.
Junkies.
I'm on WWW.
Weed.
I'm overzealous about my animals.
I know how to handle hair.
I'm Kelly. I play.
I'm an expert at examining wires.
I'm a very versatile vet.
Making sure that all my animals feel right at home where they are.
The lively spot.
For protection, I wear a hard hat.
My occupation involves any blurry prescription or fuzzy prescription.
I bet I can sell you 17 of everything inside.
Junkie.
You'll see the world clearly again.
My sharp needles might make you nervous.
Then adventure always unfolds.
Kids like my pistol.
Carry my tools around my waist.
I give them rides in my police car. Rides in my pistol.
For protection, I wear a hard hat.
From the hose water forcefully flows.
The ladies shout.
I'm a problem.
From the hose water forcefully flows.
I always go with a homecoming queen.
The ladies shout.
In football, you gotta be quick. I just put on my pads and helmet.
My uniform is nice and neat.
I'm magnificent in my
interested in everyone I meet.
I like to lead you to good heart.
Michael Mason, macho man.
When you're learning ABCs.
Rub my face. Pat my face. Rub my face. Pat my face. Rub my face. Pat my face. Rub my face. Pat my face.
I think Bootsy learned a lot from me. When I met him, he was playing a lot of bass. The ifs, ands, and the buts. I got him to see the importance of the one in funk. The downbeat at the beginning of every bar. I got him to key in on the dynamic parts of the one instead of playing all around it. Then he could do all of his stuff in the right places after the one.
That's absolutely correct.
Rub my face. Pat my face. Rub my face. Pat my face. Rub my face. Pat my face. Rub my face. Pat my face.
Sex machine. You couldn't jump out in the audience and freak out and act crazy, you know, like that's what it was going to, you know, and that's what we wanted to do, you know. We just wanted to have a
sex machine.
Low down, hold down, and you know, drip into your wet type party.
Sex machine.
Let's do it with an unloaded gun.
Is over.
Confusion is the greatest form of communication.
I don't get today's music.
The entertainment industry is about money.
M-O-N-E-Y.
What does the phrase number one record mean to you?
M-O-N-E-Y.
You got a dumb that'll knock your eyeballs out.
I don't know, kid. My advice to you first thing is keep that day job, okay?
I'm a 9-to-5.
America has decided to devour its youth.
So-called subversive nations.
Dream, it's a flashback. Doesn't really make sense.
The music and the light show which accompanies it carry the same howling and glittering intensity ascribed to the hallucinatory experience. There is the real danger that more and more young people may follow the call to turn on, tune in, drop out.
Then stop it. Listen to that sound.
Sampling, as you probably know by now, is the digital technique of lifting musical bits and pieces off of someone else's records and using them to create sort of new ones.
Flickering strobe lights accentuate the sense of unreality, of having blown your mind.
Sampling.
Good artists copy, great artists steal.
When all those people sample your sound.
What noise to some people is music to others.
Fire up our favorite song.
Now, some of this next footage may be too gruesome for some audience members, so viewer discretion is advised.
In the middle of the Nevada desert, a model community was set up to undergo an atomic blast under controlled test conditions. Inside the houses, various mannequins were arranged to simulate American families at home, unaware of the imminent disaster.
Saludos, amigo.
What do you think you're doing?
Friend.
Okay.
I don't think you know what you're doing.
No me gusta. No me gusta nada.
Saludos a mí.
¿Cuántos kilómetros hay de aquí a Madrid?
¡Qué lástima!
Está al
desgracia.
¿Gustar?
Arréllame. ¡Qué horror!
¿Cómo puedo ir desde aquí a...
Me gusta. Me gusta mucho.
You are the most dangerous man I've ever met. You're wacky.
No, I'm not wacky. I'm a genius.
Better do it, baby. Now with government.
There must be accountability. There must be accountability in this case.
What a dumb thing to do. I bet you wouldn't have done anything like this if Mom and Dad were here.
Yes, I'd have gotten away with it too. If it wasn't for these blasted kids and their dogs.
The Senate has agreed to go along with President Carter's controversial request for planes for free mid-east nations. We'll have details. The Senate has agreed to go along with President Carter's controversial request for planes for free mid-east nations. We'll have details.
Good morning. Not good, Jeff. Have you got vomit? Can they use the position to allow the people out from our Europe border?
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is a war room.
Senadista officers have been front maintained. Bombs are falling on Nicaraguan soil and saying they've never crossed the border.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Meanwhile, some 150 miles away, 3,500 American troops are in place or en route.
I'm beginning to see a pattern here.
To begin what the military calls Operation Golden Falcon. Joint military operations so hastily called, the American officers say they're having to scramble to develop the exercises that are going to keep the troops busy today.
Second time in the lives of most of us, we are...
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
We have been forced into a conflict, or we are called with our allies.
Army officers say the missile found sometime last week has been inspected at Roswell, New Mexico, and sent to Wright Field, Ohio, for further inspection.
All in all, I'd say we've been very lucky around here. Nothing to do now but wait for orders from the authorities and relax.
You guys better loosen up. You guys created me. I didn't come from anywhere. I started messing around with the computer. I didn't even exist. I didn't come from anywhere. I didn't even exist.
I am a musician.
I didn't even exist.
Commercial enterprise?
Yes. You play that thing and people give you the money.
People give the monkey the money.
It is a sign.
Oh. Not at all, monsieur. I am a musician, and the monkey is a businessman. He doesn't tell me what to play, and I don't tell him what to do with his money.
Okay, everybody, now we're gonna play a game. Okay, well, first off, you have to go out of the room. when you come back in, you're going to guess what kind of animals we're pretending to be. Okay, ready, everybody? Huh? Well, suppose first we'll be pigs, huh? Oh, wow. Pigs? Hey, and listen, you kids at home can do this, too. Everybody get down on the floor and crawl around and oink like a pig, huh?
I think these drop of f***ers are just bitching and moaning all about this, you know, oh, we gotta do this, and we gotta do that, and no one has any songs, and if they do, they all suck anyway, so it's not gonna be a big deal anyway. They're gonna be like 3 CDs drop listed. Like, they're actually gonna make professional CDs. How gay is that? Why don't they just DIY it or something? I don't know, they're f***ers, and you're a f***er too.
You hear it first. You hear it first. You hear it.
Columbine High School in Littleton, Colorado. Columbine High School in Littleton, Colorado. Columbine High School in Littleton, Colorado. Columbine High School in minorities and Christians.
Puppy Combs has pleaded not guilty in this case.
He has a court date in New York on June 24th.
Puppy Combs has pleaded not guilty in this case.
Police say they're still looking for a third assailant. 23 students were wounded. Chris Connolly was on the scene. 23 students were wounded. The trench coat mafia turned their guns on themselves. And the murderers,
the misunderstood musical enigma that is Crook.
Members of an oddball school clique made their way through the building targeting athletes. The murderers,
the misunderstood musical enigma that is Crook,
turned their guns on themselves. The police say they're still looking for a third assailant.
Now, it's my fantasy to be on MTV so all your cats can see what I can be. Now, it's my fantasy.
Members of an oddball school clique made their way through the building targeting athletes.
I can be. Now,
it's
my fantasy.
The trench coat mafia turned their guns on themselves.
So all your cats can see what I can be. Now, it's my fantasy to be on MTV so all your cats can see what I can be. Now, it's my fantasy to be on MTV so all your cats can see what I can be. Now, it's my fantasy to be on MTV so all your cats can see.
This is a Mr. T adventure story.
This is Mr. T talking. You know, sometimes we get so wrapped up in how a problem bothers us, we don't see what the problem really is. This is Mr. T talking.
But did you start with a T?
Okay. Okay.
Take it from me, Mr. T.
Joseph.
Mr. Coffee.
Mr. Coffee.
Mr. T.
I'm called Mr. T. Tall teeth, Mr. T.
I had one goal in life, and I was living in the Rockefeller Projects. I said to my mother when I was 10 years old, in fourth grade, I said, Mama, one of these days I'm going to be big and strong. I'm going to be a football player and a boxer. I'm going to buy you a beautiful house. I'm going to buy you pretty dresses. Wow, that's right. The church, no, we can't fool them, you know. Wow, that's right. The church, no, we can't fool them, you know. Wow, that's right. The church, no, we can't fool them, you know.
Hey, boys and girls.
And there's the man in black.
Mr. T, that's me. Tall T.
Sounds like someone's messing with your mind.
Mr. T ran up and grabbed the man in black. He pulled off the big hat to reveal...
Oh, boy.
You know.
You're gonna hit,
said Mr. T.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know, you know.
Said Mr. T.
Right on, Danny.
Said Mr. T.
He know. Hey!
Yeah.
You know. You know.
Said Mr. T.
Hey, boys and girls. What we're going to talk about now, we talking about keeping your neighborhood safe. Make your neighborhood safe and sound.
Sounds like someone's messing with your mind,
said Mr. T.
Hey! Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Hey! Hey! Oh, boy. Am I bad?
Said
hey.
Mr. T.
Oh, boy.
You're going to hit.
Let me tell you something about gangs. Mr. T grew up on the south side of Chicago. I wasn't in no gang. Oh, yes, I was. I was in a gang. Let me tell you about my gang. It's very important you know. I know you're into this colors mess and all that stuff. I was in the gang. The game, my gang color was green.
He can run. Everybody else run. Right on, Dennis.
Hey, I've been supporting you for a long time. I wish you all the way. That's
you see, I'm called Mr. T.
Sounds like someone's messing with your mind.
Mr. T, that's me. Tall T.
Shut up, boo.
The tallest you'll see, I'm called Mr. T. Tall T, Mr. T. Tall T, Mr. T. Tall.
Summer has seen some record-breaking heat.
Their heat index is already up to 104, the nation's capital.
Need those air conditioners as you travel across.
101 record-setting degrees.
In July, many people headed out of the cities, creeping for relief at the ocean.
Come on, Dad.
And in the mountains. Every day of the year, people are looking for relief from the negative, ungodly influence of the media. They're searching up and down the dial. But it's getting more and more difficult to find relief. Thank God for the refreshing change people can find right here. For hope, encouragement, and real answers in the confused cold culture.
Presented in a way that's
it's an entertainment
that really
package.
Drives home the message.
That's right. We're constantly looking for taped material that parents can obtain, maybe by writing Focus on the Family for I recommend that if you do obtain this tape for your kids and they won't listen to it, wrap it in a $5 bill and leave it on the pillow and consider that a pretty inexpensive counseling session. You can get an hour.
something else. That just sucks.
This brand new graphics program I just put on my computer.
That's great, Sean. Where'd you get it?
I borrowed it from Henry in my English class at school today.
You all!
When I stand on the mountain and I say, do it, it gets done. If it don't get done, then I'll move on it. And that's the last thing in the world you want me to do.
There's no need to fear.
Help!
An explosion.
Come, Arthur. Evil is afoot.
Afoot? That's funny.
I have only seconds to shed my everyday disguise. This looks like a job for...
People have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook.
Help! Help!
There's no need to fear.
Help! Help! Help!
I say to you, stuff your evil ways.
You're writing my songs. You're playing my game.
That's just plain poppycock.
This looks like a job for...
None of them really know how to handle evil.
Oh, there's crime here. I can smell it. This looks like a job for...
Because people have got to know.
I'm very frightened.
This looks like a job.
I never told anybody to do anything.
Use all our resources to battle this evil.
There's no need to fear.
This looks like a job.
Help! Help! Help!
One constantly has the problem of either getting on top of the job or having the job get on top of you. I find that it is easier for me to get on top of you.
Help! Help! Oh, there's crime here. I can smell it.
We all find this kind of rampant individuality very disturbing.
I'm very frightened.
They came to the ranch, lady. I didn't go to them. They came to me. You're stealing my music every day.
I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow.
There's no need to fear.
May evil beware. And may good dress warmly and eat plenty of fresh vegetables.
And that's the last thing in the world you want me to do.
There's no need to fear.
That's just plain poppycock.
Good.
good of you to join us in another sterling victory over the forces of evil.
Himself back with an unexpected name caller. Inside by me. I expect a name caller. Inside back by me.
Let's get the team together and tell them what's going on. We've got work to do.
Civil War, and I got teamwork.
Now let's try out the new elf song I wrote. And remember, it's for Santa.
Merry Christmas.
Have a Merry Christmas.
It's been said and said.
many times, many, many times, many ways, times, many ways.
Merry Christmas!
Oh, well, there you have it, Seekers. The Droplift Project, or at least a major chunk of it. Oh, there was stuff I didn't risk the airplay on, but it's not like you'll never hear it. This stuff is available for downloading all over the web, because that was the whole point of the Droplift Project. The guerrilla artists involved in this didn't do it for the coin. Their intentions were pure: to create and disseminate their art far and wide, to influence others without the stigma of vile corporate profiteering, and to focus attention on fair use and copyright issues. Oh, I love the disclaimer I play before every episode of Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, because parody, satire, and social criticism are the last weapons left in our war chest to be able to bring you things like this: reconstituted, rearranged, reinvigorated musical works like you heard tonight. And in my case, what I like to call recombinant comedy. Oh, if you want more information about the Droplift Project, which is still continuing to this day, by the way, Seekers, a good place to start is droplift.org. Oh, they'll point you to downloads, give you the whole history of the amazing thing. Hell, they'll even be able to tell you what you heard on this show tonight, because even I couldn't figure that out. Oh, but I can tell you that there were discernible chunks of sub-genius material in there, because there were bits by Phineas Narco, Bill T. Miller of OBE, and Dad's New Slacks. Not to mention chunks by the guy who coined the term drop lifting himself, Richard Holland of Turntable Trainwreck. I love that name. Ooh, and by the way, Seekers, if you go to droplift.org, you can also find out about the Droplift Project 2, which is in the works. Oh, the whole Droplift saga is a fascinating story, and it was a treat to be able to share it with you tonight. Oh, yeah. Oh, but if you're looking for some really, really weird stories, there's always subgenius.com. And a big, wet, squishy hug goes out to KRK Rodden for sharing the Droplift Project with me so that I could share it with you. And as always, here's the part where I tuck you in. Good night, Seekers.